University of Maine computer science professor George Markowski remembers when Maine was a leader in building internet access across the country.
Maine, I think, was relatively better off vis-a-vis the rest of the nation. I think we really were the first state that had all our libraries and schools interconnected.
But today, Markowski says that status has been eroded.
We're dead last in the United States.
The average download speed in the United States is just over 29 megabits of data a second, with an upload speed of 8.5 megabits. Maine's average is less than half that. And Markowski says higher speeds are only available to larger businesses located on a fiber optic network. He says Maine's political leaders must develop public-private partnerships to build out a fiber network that reaches all types of businesses and individuals.
And in particular, you know, those areas right now that are undergoing severe economic hardship because of mill closings and business, I mean, make sure that they're on track to receive, terrific internet service because, you know, we need to attract new businesses, new types of businesses.
Markowski says it's not just booming markets such as Hong Kong and Singapore that have far better internet speeds, but countries like Romania and Moldavia. And Thomas College President Lori LeChance, former head of the Maine Development Foundation, says the state's future depends on developing high-speed access to business and education facilities at all levels.
It's time to turn our attention back to some of those very basics, what I would call very basic infrastructure now, and making sure we have the high-speed internet in place.
People can't work here, and one of the main reasons they can't is because they do not have connection.
Danny Sullivan is chair of the Washington County Fiber Initiative, a group seeking to bring what he calls true high-speed internet access down east. That means broadband over fiber with speeds of 1 gigabit per second.
You can't compete in the global economy without a super-fast, always-on internet.
Sullivan believes Maine's economy could actually boom with better internet access.
You will see people move to this state, and you will see companies come here. You know, the IBM Corporation, over 50% of the people who work for IBM work from home. They could live in rural Maine, buying cars, paying taxes, sending their kids to school. They could live on gorgeous Cat Hands Lake, where the water is so clean on this lake I live on, you can drink it. Maine has got incredible assets.
Sullivan says he wished more political leaders understood the need to look at the internet as another public utility on which we all depend. Maine Senator Angus King agrees and says universal high-speed internet access should be a given.
They ought to be what are called common carriers, which is they take whatever comes, they charge the same rate to everybody. We've dealt with this before. We've been dealing with these kinds of issues for 100 years with electrical systems, phone systems.
King says building out the infrastructure needed for the United States to compete globally will require the resources of both state and federal governments as well as the private sector. For MPBN News, I'm Mal Leary.